like it. We're on Sport Fishing Classified. We are everywhere, and I am just going to get all my windows open, and then you know how I all start it. And we are back. Here I am, Fly Navarro, sitting here with the No BS World Tour, sitting with my main girl, Leanne Powell. Leanne, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing fantabulous. Give a big shout out to the godfather of Fly Fridays. Richard Potta is in the house. I also see Corey from Oregon, Daniel Navarro, my little cousin, Anthony Dominguez is in the house. Good to see you guys. Scott Edgar, all the way from Ketchikan, Alaska, is in the house. So wow. we got Leanne here. She's live, but this is like a double awesome person to interview, because not only is she a big time bass circuit fisherman, Leanne is also a stunt driver. So we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about fishing. We're going to talk about stunt driving. Pacho, all the way from Cabo San Lucas. Pacho, how are you, sir? So, awesome. Leanne, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Well, where to start? So, I've been fishing since I was a kid, whether it be freshwater or saltwater.
You still are a kid.
Yeah. True. I'll take it. Okay. But yeah, been fishing since I was little. And I've been racing cars and doing stunt driving and driving coaching for over 14 years now.
That's cool. I got Abdullah Anif from the Maldives. Do you know Abdullah?
Yeah, Anif. What's up, Anif? Yes. That's my boy.
Yeah, he just joined us. Mike Murray's in the house. Jake Jordan, Timmy Day. We got people from all over the world joining in. Sweet. So so you've been bass fishing, stunt car driving. What don't you do?
I don't like heights, so I try to stay low to the ground as possible. That's about it.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a Cuban fella. I'm all about sea level. So, to me, that's a very, very important thing. The closer you are to sea level, the less you have to fall.
Exactly. Oh my God. So true.
So, this year has been a little crazy. As far as traveling, I would know. Give everybody a little bit of an idea what your 2019 was for you as far as fishing and stunt car driving.
Well, as far as stunt car driving, I only did one music video last year. As far as travel, though, travel was insane. I touched base in Guatemala, Costa Rica, Dubai, Turkey, France. Where else? I went all over the place. Oman was my favorite, like hands down. That was some of the best fishing I've done. I've been a mad woman with the traveling, and like what you were saying about everything being kind of calm right now. This is the slowest I've ever been, and I don't know what to do with myself.
it is funny because I was just talking to somebody today about it. I was really on schedule to hit 250,000 miles flown this year.
Jeez.
Abdullah, are you talking about me or Miss Leanne in the Maldives next? That's
me. Or you should go too. Both of us. I'm supposed to fish with him. I need to fish with Anif soon.
So I was hoping, right now I have a scheduled trip to go to Australia in November. The hardest part for me always is making the, he said both of us, both go over there.
Let's do it. Have you seen the tuna they've caught? Holy shit. I saw
the tuna and the swordfish they caught.
Dude.
But I was hoping while I went over to Australia, I could tie in a trip to the Maldives. Once I get over the Pacific, that's the hard part. Now I can bounce around all I want. But right now I don't know if Australia is going to open up. So right now I'm kind of in I'm in, I don't want to say limbo, but I'm in a holding pattern. But I'll be honest, with all this broadcasting live on the No BS World Tour, this has become like a daily occurrence. I love it. It's opened up so many doors for me. It really is cool. I get to talk to so many cool people every day. People are always, they want to jump in and talk about their projects. And I love it. I mean, it gives me an opportunity to connect. It gives me an opportunity to let everybody else connect and find out what's going on. I see Brooke Holcomb in here, and I see my man Rod Gonzalez. So I got to tell you a funny story about Rod Gonzalez. Rod and I, we went to high school together. We are on a group text message, a bunch of us high schoolers. So imagine a bunch of high school buddies, and he just moved out to Arizona. Sorry, Rod, I'm so going to throw you under the bus. So he goes out, and I think he went bass fishing, and he caught like 6 bass, and he very proud, and he should have been, because there was a couple really nice bass up there. And he throws up the picture of the bass, of the 6 bass that he caught. And everybody's like, hey, yay, way to go, way to go, way to go. And I was out fishing with Tarzan on Friday. But when I came back from fishing with Tarzan, I saw this. So I just grabbed the picture of a 500-pound swordfish we caught, and I threw it in there. And I didn't say nothing. I just left it there.
Yeah.
So my best friend from elementary school, he calls me up on Sunday. He goes, man, that was so awesome. He has those little guppies there, and you show up with this monster fish. And I would not normally do it with just anybody, but because we're all high school friends, I so had to throw him under the bus.
Oh, my God.
It's just that's what we do. Hey, Kyle, my man, what's going on? So, Kyle, I just had a meeting with Kyle. Kyle, he caught a community shark on Saturday.
Oh, okay. How big?
Well, that's the funny part. It depends on who you ask. If you ask Kyle, it was 30 foot.
Okay. Now,
30 foot if you ask Kyle.
Yeah.
And then I had to ask, because I've been fishing for quite a long time, and I have I've never heard of a community shark. Do you know what a community shark is?
I've heard of it, but I think it's an actual different type of shark. I don't know.
Learn never me. Heard of it. Community shark is the shark that everybody that's hanging out on the beach gets to reel in for a little bit. Everybody in the community got to reel in on it.
Oh, my God. Okay. That makes sense.
So Kyle is now upping it from 30 foot to 40 foot.
Oh, geez. The true fisherman's tale.
Listen, when I
first this big, it was like this big.
Exactly. So tell my man Tarzan in the house. So
what's up, little dude?
Have you been
awesome?
Isn't he? He's amazing.
He's awesome.
He is amazing.
I've seen your posts, and I've been watching his stuff, and he's like, he's a little
badass. You
know, awesome. I was trying not to cuss, but yeah, he's a badass on the water.
You said holy shit a little while ago. You can say
that's
badass.
True. Now. He wasn't in here yet, though. To be fair, no,
that's true. I actually, hey Tarzan, just so you know, I downloaded all the pictures. I'm going to send them to you via Dropbox in a little bit. So he caught a tarpon. He wrestled a tarpon too. It was wild. I ended up with like 700 and something pictures fishing with him for a day. Anif even says he's great. Tarzan, you're world famous all the way in the Maldives.
That's a big compliment. Big compliment coming from Anif.
Yeah, he's he really is. And I got the opportunity to fish with him. And everything you see on social media, he's all that and then some. He's all that in a bag of chips. He really is.
Yay, that's so cool.
So, what's up, Fly? 101 Bills released this past weekend.
What?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. That was out of Mississippi.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sales or what?
No, all kinds of billfish. Mainly blue marlin.
Ah.
Tarzan, if your parents will let you come with me to the Maldives, I'll take you with me.
Yes, let's go. Tell him to get his passport ready.
That's what he just said. I'm getting my passport. That's a long flight. That's a long flight. So there's a lot
worth
of
it, though.
It is, but there's a lot of sleeping on the ground all over the place. At least I know for me there is. I got
to
move.
I'm used to that.
You like seeing your name? Absolutely, I like seeing my name. Somebody just texted me.
I'm wearing his name too, guys.
I think that's what it was, a text message that just came in. So while we're there, let's talk about let's talk a little bit about the t-shirt you got on and where that came from, so people understand.
Yeah. So long story short, we put a girls team together for the Blue Water Babes last year, and Fly was actually the title sponsor for our team. It was pretty tough fishing, but overall the team was really, really good, and we couldn't be more thankful for Fly to be on board and represent us, and us to be able to represent him as well. So
it was, it was you guys represent. I was busy catching giant bluefin tuna. You guys are like, hey, you want to come? Are you coming back down? And I'm like, I'm catching giant bluefin tuna. I'm gonna stay right.
It's like, sorry, I'm busy, guys. Thanks.
So Anif, just so you know, it looks like this, this whole trip to the Maldives is growing by the second, because I see, Brooke and her husband are joining in too. I got to move these cables because my dog is about ready to yank my camera down.
Oh no!
So it's storming here in South Florida, so I got to keep her. She wants to stay by right up underneath the desk. So what did you guys catch that day? I can't remember. I remember you guys had a good time. There was great pictures.
We had one of the girls hooked a barracuda. I stayed on the right short, and I mean, honestly, we didn't really have many bites. I think I want to say there was three boats that caught fish throughout the whole tournament. It was rough seas that day.
Was
it was pretty rough. I want to say 4 to 6 out there. So yeah, it is what it is. We still went out, we still gave it our all.
That's all that matters, as long as you exactly. give it your all.
Yep.
As long as you give it your all, that's all anybody can ask for. I got to pull up I forgot to pull up my little chat channel for YouTube to see who's watching on YouTube. I don't want to miss any comments across the board. It's for me, it's very, very important. If somebody asks a question, I want to be able to answer them in a timely fashion. Carlene, how are you? Good to see you. Anif says now he needs a bigger boat.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, all these people are coming on board. I mean, I personally don't want to share all the fish that he catches. I don't know if you've seen some of the underwater creatures. Like, he posts the fish, and I'm like, okay, I add this to my I need to catch list. I have a long list of species I'm targeting, and like he posts one, and I'm like, okay, this has to go on the list. This has to go on the list.
And it's funny because it's gotten to the point for me, I am happy just taking pictures. I really am. I don't have to reel in fish. I don't mind reeling in fish. But like the other day when I was fishing with Tarzan, I got home and I was saying, I got the opportunity to see our sport through the eyes of an 11-year-old. And it was so awesome. It was so awesome. Tarzan said he loves pictures. Man, I took a pile of them. Like I said, I took like 700. The best. Okay, you want to do it like that, Abram? I also took his. He's not a fish whisperer. He's a fish wrestler. I got a video of him wrestling on the deck with a tarpon. It was hilarious. He was holding it. Well, then the tarpon slipped out of his hand, so he's trying to catch it before he goes, it falls overboard.
Right.
And for a while, I thought the tarpon had him pinned. I was doing the three count. 1, 2, and then Tarzan kicked out. And then next thing you know, he's got him, And then we took some more pictures. And oh, big shout out to my man, Richard Gunn, Lucas Oil. I got to give a big shout out.
Cool.
Always big shout out to my man, Richard Gunn. I need to talk to you, Richard. I sent you an email last week. Sean Ely in the house. Hey, Sean, what are the chances I'm going to see you fishing the World Cup out of the Gulf of Mexico? That's what I want to hear. listen, it's all about talking about my tournaments are in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to promote them. Cindy, do you know Cindy from Kentucky, getting fishing in Kentucky?
No.
Cindy, what's your group name again? So she has a group fishing out of Kentucky. She has an unbelievable following, all kinds of bass fishing, inshore fishing. Well, she follows the No BS live tour every day.
Okay.
And unfortunately, she fractured her leg. So she's in bed with a broken leg.
Crap. That'll put a dampening on fishing for sure. Yeah,
I know, but she can come live every day and we could talk about fishing.
Good.
So
good.
That's a good thing. Scott Edgar, I see. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I need to get up to Kentucky because they just stocked the Kentucky River with like 36,000 bass or something. It's something stupid right now. And I heard that. I was like, I need to go.
Then I need to hook you up with Cindy. Get hooked in Kentucky.
I'm at it right now.
It's a Facebook group. Yeah. Go ahead and add it. Okay. We fishing it out of Grand Isle on board the Pulling Wire. Sweet, Jason. Let everybody know there's $52,000 left over from last year. Nobody won.
Oh, wow.
It's a rollover jackpot. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a rollover jackpot.
Okay, I added a group.
There you go, Cindy. You got a new follower there. I love it. So tell us about your bass fishing that you did last year. How many different tournaments did you fish in last year?
So last year was significantly smaller because I was more focused on my catchability and my hook sets and everything, and making sure before I enter any like prominent series that I was knowing exactly what I was getting myself into, how to study vegetation, how to study the bottoms, what to look for when mapping and everything. And I really just focused on that, which led me to this year, I am focused on, I'm fishing in the BFL, which is hosted by FLW. The BFL is basically a level kind of below, but it's an opportunity to grow. Once you do well on that, you go up to the opens and then you can go into the pro circuits. It's pretty cool. Good platform, decent payouts, and a lot of good competition. So,
and how many tournaments are in that series?
We only have 8 this year, which with the whole COVID crap, it has been. So we fished our first tournament in January, and we were supposed to have our second one in March and the third one basically like last week. Well, I did a lot of pre-fishing last week for this coming weekend, which we have our second and third tournaments back to back. So I have 3 days of pre-fishing this week and then 2 days of tournaments, and it's 95 degrees. You don't have a cover. You don't have any type of shade at all. And it's pretty tough conditions because there's a lot of vegetation, a lot of grass, a lot of lily pads. So it's going to be interesting.
Nice. And then how many more of these, do you have? How many more of these tournaments you have for the rest of the year?
So I have 7 more because we only got 1 out of the way. This coming weekend is 2 of them. And then the rest are, luckily, hopefully spread out. So,
okay.
But I mean, in between, I was actually supposed to go to Egypt in March for a tournament out there with KBE Angler Hub and the KBE Expedition team, but that got canceled due to inclement weather. And a week after all the COVID stuff happens, which killed me. So hopefully some stuff gets turned around and I'm able to go to Egypt. I'm supposed to go to Singapore in August for Blue Marlin. It's kind of hectic.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah. If you can travel right now, I know I was supposed to go back to Saudi in March. I was supposed to go to Sweden, Saudi, then a tournament in the Bahamas, then Cape Verde, then Barcelona. I've been on lockdown. I've been on lockdown. This is the longest I've been home in probably 15 years.
Right.
It's so crazy.
Wow.
Oh, wait a second. Cindy.
I'd say the same.
Cindy is familiar with the BFL and the FLW. So,
okay, good.
And she's just, I think she just tagged a Randy Howell, who might have something to do with one of those. So, Randy, come watch. Enter the no BS zone. This is where we talk no BS. Yeah, you skipped out there a little bit, but we'll get you back in. You're back in.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you loud and clear. You broke up there for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're good.
I did on the same other side.
We're good. So, I think Cindy tagged somebody that may need to watch one of these videos. So,
okay.
So then he gets an opportunity to meet you. Peter Neal, all the way down from Panama. It's so cool that we get people from all over the world. We have Peter Chabanzai in the house from the Billfish Foundation. Let's see, Corey from Oregon back in 2012. I was in the Bassmaster Classic Bass Tournament, and I am also a BASQUE Master Club member.
I've never even heard of that.
That must be something. I know it's something that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, Basque. I don't know. I've never heard of that. I gotta look it up.
Basque Master Club member. Maybe that's what it is. It might be something that's. Corey, is that something particular from Oregon? Tarzan said
that doesn't sound national at all.
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Tarzan says he likes the bass fish too. He caught a bass on Saturday. He took me to this little retention pond, caught some bass, and then raised a snook. Snook came up, and I think it scared him. He fell on the ground. yeah.
That's awesome.
He was mad because it bowed up on his lure, and then he faded off.
Shame.
That's just fishing.
It is. You win some, you lose some.
Exactly.
I've got a few. What was the movie where the women playing baseball with Tom Hanks?
Oh, there's no crying in baseball.
A league of their own.
Yeah.
So, you know, they say there's no crying in baseball. They say there's no crying in fishing, but that is not true. I have lost, three double digits right beside the boat, and I like lost my mind. So
and
I had one fish in Oman that I lost that I still to this day don't know what it is, and it's driving me insane. I wish I knew, but it is what it is.
I've lost some really Lucas Oil is involved with the FLW.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so yep. Richard, consider this the first podcast for that. That's what I wanted to talk to him about. I wanted to get some of his other members on the podcast to interview. I'm always looking for anybody fishing that wants to talk about fishing. So, what's the biggest bass you've caught?
Mine was only 6.9 pounds.
You never started off with it was only. You never start off it was only. Let me tell you something about marketing, man. It was a whopper. The wind was howling. We had a cold front come through. It was sleeting. It was right at that in between snow and rain. It was cold. I felt it on my foul weather gear. I can hear the icicles pelting me, but I continued to fish off the bow while the guy in the back curled up in the fetal position, crying for his mom, but not me. I'm a tough girl from way back. That's why I'm a stunt driver. And as I class that Grambler worm, you know, that purple with green fleck, Texas rig out there. And as it sunk to the bottom, I felt that very familiar tap, tap. And at that moment, I knew I had the biggest bass of my life. And as I fought this bass, I could hear my braided line cut through the water and cut through the wind because it was howling that day. And I had to kick my partner out of the fetal position to get the landing net. And only after the monumental battle was he able to scoop up the biggest bass of my life at 6.9 pounds. So let that be a lesson to you, Linda. Always, always tell the good story. Don't ever start off, well, it was only.
Linda, listen.
All right.
So I do have a good story about beating a guy and getting the biggest fish in Oman of the season, actually. So queenfish are like super prominent over there. Absolutely love those fish. They're gorgeous. So we go out, the water's crystal clear, and you can see bait balls like so thick. It's just a black circle in the water because they're so thick. And these fish are pushing them and keeping them in their circle so they can feed. Well, I was on this boat with this guy. His name was Sun. Awesome guy. He was fly fishing the entire time. I just went out on a whim because I had gone to Oman gone to Dubai, and they were like, hey, you know, go ahead and come out. And I said, okay. So I went out for a week, and this guy was there with his fly setup, and I was just using their spinning setup because I didn't have any of my own gear. And I had a mid-range stick bait, and we go out and in this crystal clear water is absolutely beautiful. My guide, his name is Robbie, freaking awesome dude. And he's like, you know, cast past the bait ball and then sweep it through. So I cast it past the bait ball, swept it through, middle of the bait ball, I get one hit. And then at the edge of the bait ball, probably like 2 feet off the bait ball and about 5 feet from the boat, this massive queenfish fucking just rails. She just rails the bait. And mind you, the guy on the front, he was so frustrated with his fly setup that he starts using the other spinning gear, the spare spinning gear for me on the boat. So he starts using that. He's already hooked up to one and I'm hooked up to one. And I was like, I just lost my mind. I went around the boat twice, got him in. He gets his in first and it's a little bit small. And then I get mine in and it's like double the size. And he was like, oh. But I will never forget that bite. The queenfish has like a huge wide mouth and she just half breach out of the water, crushes the bait. And it was right beside the boat. And I was like, oh my God. It was the biggest one of the season for them. And it was like most memorable bite for me out of, you know, freshwater and saltwater. It was so good. So good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it's funny. Somebody just
I felt bad for the guy that was with me though, because it broke his little heart.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, you know what? Here we go. Cindy has a question. Have you ever had the opportunity to catch stripers?
Yes.
Striped bass.
Yeah. I caught striped bass. My buddy Jeremy with Backwoods Fishing Guide, he's got a charter up in North Georgia, and we went up there for stripers, and I was catching between 17 to 28 pounds, I think it was. And it was just a wide open bite. They're so much fun.
That's awesome. I've only caught them in saltwater. I've never caught them in freshwater.
What was your biggest on saltwater?
43 pounds.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, I would die for a 43 pounder. Jesus.
It ate a whole Manhattan.
Jeez! Wow.
A whole Manhattan, probably about 2 pounds. Cindy, we can definitely hook a sister up. I'll be in touch with you after the live feed, and I can hook you up on that one. No worries. Hey, lunch is always best the second time around.
I know.
It only gets worse as you get older. So enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, seriously.
So hers was a 30 pounder on a jerkbait, Cindy said.
Okay. Dude, I love the jerkbait bite. That is, the jerkbait bite is so good. It's just, it's not there, and then the fish is there, and it's freaking awesome. So,
It's, you know what, for me, it's all about the bite. It really is.
yeah.
There's two things I love about, I love the bite on any fish, but
Right.
it's also the teamwork, especially when you start dealing with a lot of the bigger fish. It takes a
Right.
lot of teamwork. So that's what I really enjoy. That's
Oh,
my
yeah.
biggest thing.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing.
I
Everybody
agree.
who's commenting, Allison, you're very welcome. How have you watched any of the No BS World Tour since we started?
A few here and there when I've had the
So
time.
the whole thing where this started was the No BS came out. I started because I was going stir crazy at home. I started broadcasting live in my driveway
Right.
with two phones,
Yeah.
and I just wanted to talk to people. I'm so used to being on the
Yeah.
dock and boats talking to people. Here I
Right.
am not traveling, so let's talk. But my only rule was I don't want to talk about politics or complaining about COVID. We'll pass
Right.
out good information, but it's no BS. I don't want to talk
Right.
any bullshit. I don't care who
Right.
you vote for. All I care about is that you like fishing or you don't like fishing. You like to be
Right.
outdoors, whatever. So we, meaning all of us that watch all this and we participate, and we came up with a No BS logo. And
Okay.
I said, listen, you guys are watching. I'm going to send them to you for free. So people signed up and I sent them out for free over the last 2.5 weeks because it took me a
That's
while to get them
awesome.
all out. So
Right.
everybody's getting them. But the best part is I have a little sticker face of mine that was on
I've
everybody's
seen it.
envelope. Yes. So everybody saying thank you. But the best part is how these stickers show up all over social media. It's my
Oh my
face on
God.
it. It's like a bobblehead doll.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Let's
Marketing's
see.
everything.
Exactly. Joan McGilvery. Hi, Mom. That's our den mother when I'm giant tuna fishing. She's the one that
Okay.
makes sure we get fresh fish every 3 days. She wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to cook us some fresh haddock. Jamie Bunn
Oh.
in the house. Jamie, how are you? Jamie, we should get you on here to talk about Blue Water Movement and your summertime tournaments. Jamie puts on some great summertime tournaments here in South Florida. He puts on the
Okay.
quest. He puts on the Quest for the Crest during the wintertime,
I've heard of
and
that.
he puts on a slam series during the summer between kingfish, dolphin, wahoos, cobias. It's a really, really good
Oh,
time
wow.
by everybody, and he does a very nice job.
That's awesome.
Ronnie Fields, Craig Spera in the house from Australia. You're getting some worldwide coverage here.
Yay.
You should talk your website. What's your website so everybody can check you out?
Well, it's leannep.com, but Instagram is probably better because it has more updates on it.
Okay.
My Instagram is that symbol, obviously, LEANNEP, as
Lee
in
and P.
Paul.
There you go.
And
So let's I want to talk a little bit about you and your stunt driving career, because that's not what you would normally in school. What do you want to do when you grow up? One out of maybe 1,000 may say, I
right.
want to be a stunt driver.
Yeah.
So how did you get into it?
Well, so it all actually started with racing. When I was in high school, I was doing shop class, and my mom actually tried to get me to do cheerleading, and that just did not stick with me. I'm not a super girly girl, so was in shop class, started working on cars and putting things together, and I just loved it. And when I got my license, I purchased a car and started doing. I did actually body work first. So, fun fact, if anybody needs their boat repaired by a girl, let me know because I do amazing fiberglass work. But I started at a body shop doing custom glass work and body work and like lifts on trucks and body drops on cars and all this other stuff. And that transformed into I lost my license from speeding, and then I purchased a Miata and I started club racing with some friends. And then I discovered Road Atlanta. And once I hit Road Atlanta, it was all downhill from there. I started working with a few different affiliations, and then they actually had me do coaching because somehow women tend to break things down a little bit better, and we have more patience with teaching things, which is pretty common, I guess, in every application you want to assume, I guess. But so that transformed. I went over to the Middle East. I actually lived in Dubai for a few years. And when I went over there, I started helping my cousin with her business, but ended up meeting some people who recognized my racing from here, or from the US. And they said, hey, you know, we want you to come and meet our boss. And, you know, the boss ended up being my boss. They had me test a car. And I started coaching over there with the Yas Marina circuit, and then started doing a lot more stunt driving. I did some private work a few years ago, but it's come more to fruition because I got different accreditation when I was in the Middle East. So I do like precision driving. If anybody needs commercial work done, you know, if they have anything that needs to be set up for like a Formula One race or a NASCAR race that has any driving demos before that, I do that. Stunt driving in a car commercial, in a music video, in a movie. I've done all that stuff. Yeah. It's a lot to know. I don't know.
No, but it's cool because it's one of those things you don't come across every day. So it's definitely something I wanted to make sure we touched on. Paul, okay. Paul has said you're invited to come up to Connecticut anytime you want to go fishing and catch striped bass.
Down. So, I'm totally down.
There you go, Paul. Yep. So
send me a message on Instagram because I don't know who you are.
He's Paul, are you on Instagram? So Paul has a body shop. It's not a body shop. It's a maybe it is a body shop. It's a tow truck, car shop, mechanic shop.
Okay.
And every day he puts this show on live at the shop to listen to the BS or the no BS, however you want to however you want to see it. So he says, and he needs a mechanic.
But we could talk about it.
Paul, don't worry, brother. I'll get you in touch with her. But you listen, I'm the top negotiator. You got to take her out fishing 3 times a week. All right.
Yes. Minimum. Yeah. Good deal.
Minimum. Let me, you just sit right there. I'm going to negotiate. Don't. Paul, 3 times a week, minimum fishing, and all of the cars can be professionally driven to the limit of their ability.
That's good.
I'm great at negotiating for other people. I'll walk away. Oh, Captain Randy Gendersey joining in from St. Thomas. Good to see you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Captain Randy, I love it. Listen, just so you know, because of all this and because of all the fishing, I have so many people from all over the world. So I'm glad, you can see all the people chiming in from all over the place.
That's so cool. And I'm stoked that Anif is watching. I see him. He actually reposts it every time you do one, he reposts it on his page.
He shares. So he joins us every day.
Yeah.
He joins us every day. What's up, Fly? No tourists and tons of fish. Come on. Andy Misero up in Seward, Alaska. Andy, don't tempt me, dude. Brother. Don't tempt
me. Sign me up for Alaska, please. I need a massive, I want a halibut the size of a barn door, and I want like a proper king salmon, like one that you can eat, not dead.
Okay.
not going through the end of his life cycle.
So Andy, just so you know, I'm not that picky. I just want a halibut. I don't care how big it is. And we'll release. Actually, I was supposed to go up and help Andy and do some filming while they were going to do some tagging for halibut. And I just want to take the videos. Andy says, come on.
Okay, you got to put me in touch with him. I'm so down.
Gray Light Charters. Actually, I also want to get Andy on here. Andy is, he is a hoot. I went fishing with him a couple of years ago in Seward. We had a lot of fun. Mike Carr, how are you, sir? Good to see you. Real Alaska Fishing Charters, which is Scott. He's from Ketchikan, Alaska. We reeled in over 800 pounds of halibut on Friday.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I interviewed.
God, that's good. Satan.
I interviewed Scott a couple of weeks ago here on the No BS World Tour.
Wow.
So, Mary Freitas is in the house. Listen, the only thing stopping you is yourself. Just buy a ticket and go.
Well, listen, I have all of July open. After this weekend, I'm free until the end of July. So sign me up. Anybody who's got space, I'm down.
Jose Reyes, thanks for joining in. It's funny because I have my three biggest tournaments in July. On the 4th of July, I have two tournaments simultaneously. I have the Golf Cup, which is a tournament for the whole entire Gulf of Mexico. And then I have the World Cup, which is one, it's the entire globe. So
where's that held?
It's held around the world. Last year we had 150 boats in Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Fiji, Australia, Palau. We also had boats in Seychelles, Cape Verde, Madeira, Canaries, Azores, Bermuda, East Coast of the United States, Gulf Coast, Cabo, Tahiti, and Hawaii. So
holy crap.
And it all comes right through this computer screen. For me, I love it. I get so jacked up that I get to find out about every single blue marlin on that day. Marlin comes through my cell phone on that day, and I love it. It's like
that's awesome.
World, and we blow it up live on it right here on Facebook. And this year that we're doing this new interview thing, I may try to bring some people in and interview them so we can talk about it. Some stories from out there. So
that's so cool.
It's a way cool tournament. It's 36 hours of fishing. You're allowed to fish for 8 hours in your time zone, from 8:30 to 4:30. And it's the heaviest blue marlin of that day. So, it's
what's the purse on it?
So the last year, the guy wasn't in both categories, but we had $1.1 million up for grabs.
Good Lord.
$1.1 million up for
grabs. That's like the rock star. They had, I think it was $1.1 or something like that recently for the rock star tournament. That was crazy. That's crazy.
It's a lot of boats fishing.
People think there's big money in racing, but there's bigger money in fishing. It's insane. Totally insane.
It is insane. It is insane. But I love every bit. And to be honest with you, Hey, David Lake, how are you? I don't fish very many tournaments anymore. There's a couple of them that I fish that are very low key. I rather, did you see my comment about gamblers virtually fishing because of COVID? Gamblers. No, I haven't seen that, Kenton. Send it to me. I'd love to see it. Yes, Cindy, Jose is here. Here in Oregon, they are catching big halibut as well. You got halibut everywhere.
What?
The entire Northwest, Pacific Northwest has invited you. I don't even get invites like that. Come on, guys. I know. Listen, you can. That's why I put the ugly clown behind me so I look decent. But you don't have to make me feel that bad. I have a pretty girl and she gets all the invites. You've had more invites in 30 minutes than I have over the last. I've been damn entertaining you for 12 weeks and she gets all the invites. What is that? I don't blame you. I'd invite her too.
Sorry, Fly.
It's okay. Listen, I got thick skin. I can get it. Rodolfo, good to see you. Samuel Irvine, good to see you. Sam, how's your baby? Sam just had the cutest little baby boy maybe 3 weeks ago. He's He fishes for swordfish out of the Mediterranean, out of France.
Oh, Samuel, we follow each other on Facebook. He's a good stick.
Yeah,
he is so good.
He's really, really good. Wait a second, Kenton, are you inviting me or are you inviting Leanne? I think you just got invited to Hawaii now too.
Yes, I'm down. Hold on, I need to make a list of this so I don't forget.
This is what you do is after we're done here, you need to go on my personal page and my fan page and just go through and answer all the, we both got the invite. We both got the invite too.
Perfect.
So
let's go.
Kenton Cat just crushes the tuna out there. Tuna out there.
I'm down with tuna.
Sam's baby is 4 weeks old. I knew it was right there. It was close. Corey,
hush. I saw pictures.
Corey, hush you. Shush. He says she is more prettier than you are, Fly. We know. Trust me, if she had the goatee, she'd probably still be better looking than me. You know how much thinking I can do just by doing this? So the guy I go when I go giant tuna fishing, the guy that owns the lobster boat, he'll come up to me. He goes, how much money are you making? I go, what are you talking about? He goes, when I see you rubbing your chin, you're thinking about something to make money. I know you. And he goes, I really know it when you pull out your, because I always keep a pad somewhere and I'll get my phone. And I'm like, here, take over for a few minutes and I'll answer a phone and I'll write notes. And he's like, yeah, I'm done. If I see you over there, he's like, how much did you just make? I go, it's none of your business. You don't ever talk about your sex life or your money. Yep. That's, I'm a firm believer in that.
Agreed.
Let's see. Fly. Mary says, Fly, come to Key Largo. We are here until Friday. You can sleep on the boat. Woohoo, Miss Mary. So Jimmy and Mary Freitas own Bonnier Mobile Bar, the Paella Key. So anytime I put on any events, I always have them come in and do my events. They do the best food ever. They do paellas, roast pigs, all smoke barbecue, the whole nine yards. Listen, is this just pick on Fly Day? So Josh said Fly could scare the dark out of a closet. Josh is from Arlington, Virginia. Sparrow, who I go fishing with down in Australia, he goes, look in the mirror, brother. There's a reason why she gets more invites than you. I have such a good time when I go fishing with Sparrow. We'll sit up in the tower all day long, and it's the longest days of his life because he's got to listen to me.
Oh, my God.
He's got to listen to me talk. Samuel Urban says, nice shirt, Leanne.
Thank you. I figured Fly would appreciate it.
No, I definitely did. So I'm glad you got it on there. Tarzan, I have to go. I'm going fishing now. The wind is crazy. Tarzan, catch him up. Send me some pictures. Take your sister fishing with you too. He took his sister fishing this weekend. She makes she makes the most awesome banana bread in the world.
Really?
Oh my God. She sent me home with a piece of banana bread. It was delicious.
Oh, so good.
So Mary's husband, Jimmy Freitas, now says, Mary said you can sleep on the boat. I don't see it. Where am I going to fit on the boat? Lou Nunez says, every day is pick on Fly Day. Lou and I go back to junior high school days. So we've been friends since junior high. We played football together on the high school team. He now has two lovely young boys that he has asked Uncle Fly to take them out fishing when they get old enough to go fishing. So, which should be like any day now. Day that they should be old enough to be able to go out fishing.
You can always start with crappie or brim or something. I mean, there's small fish.
You can tell that you come from the inland as opposed to us that live on the coast. Around here, we catch mangrove snappers and pinfish. Yeah. and that kind of stuff. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Sherman. How are you today? So this is my throw Kyle Sherman under the bus. Being that everybody's picking on me, let's throw pick on Kyle Sherman. So Kyle Sherman was the washdown boy on the really tight when he was 14 years old. The really tight was my boss's son's boat. We would come in from these 9-month trips and he just wanted to hear about our fishing expedition. So he would ask us all these questions. It's like, hey, listen, if you want to talk about fishing, grab this mitt and start washing and we'll talk all you want. And he'd come up at 14 years old, washing away. But
that is awesome.
I got to give him a big shout out because Mr. Kyle's probably, Kyle, how old are you now? 30? And he's not only a successful fisherman, he's a successful boat captain. And no, I'm very proud of him. I'm glad to say that I was able to know him when he was 14 years old. So
that's so cool. And he stayed in it too. That's huge.
That's way huge. And he's done very, very well for himself. So bye, Sam. Good to see you. Thanks for joining in. We got to get you on here to talk about sword fishing in the Med. So after this whole COVID is done, I don't know if it's going to be 4 or 6 weeks, just Europe. I'm doing 4 to 6 weeks because I have a lot of my friends that I already had. Now we've been following here on social media and they've all invited me to go fishing. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fly over to London, get on the train and just fish my way all around.
Take off everywhere. Yep.
Yeah. Just go everywhere.
I
was supposed to fish in Barcelona back in April. I've since been invited to go to France. Hey, Captain Jeff, how are you? I've been invited to go to Spain, both the North Coast and the South Coast, go to Portugal. I think it's, listen, I'm going to rack up some miles when this is all said and done. I'm going to go crazy on this.
That's the way to do it, man. Get you some air time, get you some seat time on the water. There's nothing better than that.
Cindy, pretty work on that. Cindy, who fractured her leg. She did it on Friday, missed the tournament, but her husband pushed through and he won the tournament.
Yay. That's awesome.
Spera, we'll talk to you soon, brother. Enjoy the, he's on his way to work. Australia. It's Tuesday morning over there.
right.
Captain Jeff, how are you, sir? Good to see you. Jerome Robinson. How are you, sir? That's the best part about this live. It's not just me and you talking. We get to talk to everybody. And they can ask
any questions. I like the input. That's so good.
It's great. I was invited to go to Romania. Go, Cindy. Go to Romania.
What? Yes.
Do it.
What are they catching over there?
I believe Romania, they get bluefin tuna over there. I think they're on the Med. Them, Croatia, they have a pretty good little fishery over there. Captain Jeff. Hey, Captain Jeff, are you going to fish the World Cup at next month? See what I'm doing here, right? Two for one. Marketing across.
Oh, yeah.
Jerome, I got the stickers and masks, bro. You're very welcome. My pleasure. That's that's what it's for. Dawn Ray is in the house. Good to see you. That's elementary school now. See, I want you to know I've got friends from elementary school joining in. Randy Morrison, so everybody. Crazy. You want to give a shout out to some of your elementary school friends?
Oh, God. No, none of them watch any of this stuff. They have no interest in fishing whatsoever. So
that's what I thought until I started seeing all my friends follow me and then invite me to go fishing or ask me a question.
No shout outs for them.
You want to, is there any shout outs for anybody else?
Let's see.
I got to look
at my sponsor jersey. Let's see. Gill's Gear, Fly Zone Fishing. who all can I stand by? Let's see. What do we got? Nobody has seen my fishing jersey yet. I have not even sent it to you, but I will show you guys just a sneak peek.
Woo! Check that out.
That's my new jersey. So that'll be worn this coming weekend. So let's see. Shout out to Gills Gear, Flies and Fishing, Steel Shad Lures, Racing Junk, Z-Man Fishing, Rise Fitness, Tackle Warehouse for now. So.
Well, you tell Z-Man, because I was supposed to do some videos with him up in Charleston. You tell them if they want to come up here on the podcast and talk about their lures, they're more than welcome. I'd love to interview them.
Yeah, you got to get Joey on there. He'll be real good at, he'll be good at that.
Let him know. And I would be more than happy. I'm always looking for people to, and I was telling somebody today, I have no problem doing two or three a day. I love them. I love them.
Okay.
I have no problem. I'll push them out live, but then they live on YouTube. And now I'm stripping the audios out and putting them on Spotify and everything else.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
So that's it's, awesome. Let's see.
The clown is moving. It was moving. I'm assuming your dog is touching it.
I think it is the dog.
Oh God.
And that's the second time the clown moved today. The other one was during a meeting as well. Scared the shit out of everybody.
Oh, geez.
Scared the shit out of everybody. Hey, Mangrove, how are you, sir? Good to see you. Let's see. Paul says you need BSB Motor Connection sponsor on that shirt. Paul.
Hey.
She will get to you.
Yes, I'll reach out to everybody that's commented on this. I will go back through the comments and find everybody and reach out accordingly.
You're going to jump on a plane and not come back home until the autumn.
I'm completely fine with that.
Now you see why I'm mostly on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I think I'm gone as much as you've been, but this is the most still that I've been. I'll tell you, I went to Florida. When I went down there, I had no clue what to do with myself. It's like, you know, when you're hosting an interview and you're like, I don't know what to do with my hands. It was like, I don't know what to do with the travel. Because it's been 3 months of no travel and I'm just like, what is going on?
That's why I started this, just to keep myself just
busy.
And it's really, for me, it's worked out really nice because I get the opportunity to stay in touch with everybody. So that's a big deal. I like to stay busy, and I'm staying way busy with this kind of stuff and helping other people. Hold on. I'm answering somebody's question. Introduce him.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. To me.
Get my water.
Yeah, I got mine over here. Anyway,
world's biggest gallon.
A Ricky Bobby interview. What's on her? Aha! You see, I tried not to call you out on it. I did it before lines in, but now
somebody saw the palms, huh?
Yeah. What's on her hand? Tat. So go ahead.
So 5-speed pattern. So your shift pattern for a 5-speed car, and then a turbo. But I've got other car parts. So I've got a spark plug right here. Well, right there. And then I've got a broken rod and piston right here. So, yeah, all car parts.
Beautiful.
Kind of nerdy, but it's okay.
No, it's not nerdy. Not nerdy at all. I'll have to catch hold on a second. Somebody's asking questions. You got to answer.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Did I miss anything? We're getting to be that time. We're about ready to wrap up. I want to make sure I didn't miss it. Is there anything you want to say that we've missed? You called out your sponsors.
Yep. I will say people ask me if cars and fishing relate to each other. And as far as cars and like racing, they go together. You have a proverbial line and a literal line. You have to know which line to choose in both of what you do. And it's in everything that you do in your life. You pick which route to go and you take it. And the same with Same with fishing. You pick the line to use and you take it, and hopefully it stays and it doesn't fray. And yeah, so.
Okay, I appreciate what you just said, and I heard everything you said, but I need to. Jerome, are you lying or are you being honest? I don't know if Uh-oh. This is sarcasm. Jerome Uh-oh. Robinson said, I'm her elementary school friend. Do you know a Jerome Robinson from elementary school?
I don't know. Doesn't sound familiar.
Jerome, are you lying? You got to be honest here, man. I'm taking your word for it.
I don't know any Jeromes.
Okay.
And I would have remembered. That's a very distinct name. I would have remembered that if I was friends. Okay. Sorry.
He says you need to take him fishing, though. He says he's lying. You see, I was believing you, man. You can't do that. So
yeah, I was like, I don't know any Jeromes.
Anyway, on that note, I'm getting ready to sign off. You don't sign off. You sit right there. Okay. Yep. Everybody else, thank you so much for your time today. Remember, hit that share button. Corey also had Corey, if you would take care of making that introduction for me, I'd really appreciate it. And I'd be more than happy to interview him. And everybody else, thank you for your time. I really appreciate that. It means a lot to me that you guys
join us. Give me a follow. Yeah.
Give her a follow on Instagram.
Yes. At LeannP. LeannEP. Give me a follow, y'all. Keep up with my fishing. And
Once I get all the info tagged in, I will send you a link so you can post up on your storyline. And people can hear the interview. So on that note, to all you cool cats and kittens, we are getting ready to sign out. All righty, peoples. We will check you later. Peace out.